Boston Mayor Marty Walsh today makes good on his promise to rebuild the bridge to Long Island in Boston Harbor. The administration will file plans today that call for a new bridge and for the return of addiction treatment services to the island. But, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, the mayor can expect a fight.
The Walsh administration will file a notice of intent with the city's Conservation Commission today that it plans to rebuild the 3,400-foot-long two-lane bridge. And those plans include creating an addiction recovery campus on the island. Pieces of the bridge would be built in Boston and then floated by barge into Boston Harbor to be secured onto the 13 piers from the original bridge that are still there. And that's according to Boston's chief of streets, Chris Osgood.
And the reconstruction project focuses on the superstructure, on the stuff which is above the piers.
The closure of the original bridge in 2014 because of safety concerns eliminated hundreds of beds for the homeless and for addiction treatment. Although those beds have been restored, city officials say there are gaps in addiction treatment, particularly after someone leaves detox. Boston's Chief of Health and Human Services, Marnie Martinez, says the city's meeting with various groups to plan out a campus that would provide long-term treatment ranging from detox to supportive housing.
We have a unique opportunity to create a campus that's away from neighborhoods, that's away from some of the challenges that people might face.
The plans call for construction to begin next year and for the bridge to be built by 2021. But that does not take into account an expected fight from Quincy, where the bridge would connect to the mainland. Quincy City Councilor William Harris is, to put it mildly, opposed. He's concerned about traffic on Quincy's coastal streets, and he says Boston's not including his city in its plans.
Not only is it insulting, it leads to give you the impression that there's something more going on.
Harris is concerned that projects other than a recovery campus could be built on the more than 200-acre island, and he's questioning why the city doesn't use ferry service instead of spending an estimated $92 million on a new bridge. The Walsh administration's Chris Osgood says the city's trying to address the statewide problem of an opioid epidemic. He also points out that the new bridge plans attempt to mitigate both traffic from construction by building the bridge in Boston and traffic from the planned campus, which would provide longer-term care than what had been on the island.
This is about a regional challenge. We are working with all of our regional partners, including obviously Quincy, and we think whether it's through the methods of construction or the services that we're going to provide, this is something that we can work with our partners in Quincy on.
But Quincy Councilor Harris doesn't buy it. He's introducing an ordinance at next week's city council meeting to continue to fight Boston's plans.
It could have been a much better solution to this. This is just, we're going to ram it down your throat, and we don't care. And that's what's going on here.
After the formal filing today, the Boston Conservation Commission could take up the plans in 2 weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.